This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro told the hosts of a Spanish show that the international media and foreign embassies are the ones spreading the idea of a parallel government in Venezuela and said it doesn't really exist. Maduro said that President Donald Trump is making mistakes and is going to wind up with blood on his hands. He's rejected, this is Maduro, an ultimatum from several European countries for him to call for new elections, or else they'd recognize opposition leader Juan Guaido, the country's leader, interim leader, something the Trump administration has already done. Instead, Maduro says that he's inviting the self-declared interim leader to sit down with him and have a face-to-face conversation. The groundwork is being laid for a possible second summit between President Trump and North Korea's Kim Jong-un. AP correspondent Tim McGuire reports.
President Trump, in an interview recorded Friday with CBS Face the Nation, says he and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un are looking forward to their second summit. Trump adding he's not saying when or where just now.
I won't tell you yet, but you'll be finding out probably State of the Union or shortly before.
The president says Kim could turn his country around if he agrees to denuclearize.
He has a chance to have North Korea be a tremendous economic behemoth.
Little progress has been seen toward North Korea actually ridding itself of nuclear weapons. The second summit is expected around the end of this month. Tim McGuire, Washington.
Also on CBS's Face the Nation, a president discussed the ongoing Mueller probe. He was asked if he'd pardon longtime friend Roger Stone, who was recently indicted, should he be convicted.
I have not thought about it. It looks like he's defending himself very well. But you have to get rid of the Russia witch hunt.
And on the possibility of another government shutdown over funding for a wall along the U.S.-Mexico border, Mr. Trump is not ruling out that possibility. He is indicating that he plans to declare a national emergency to acquire the funds he wants instead of waiting for Congress to act. This is VOA News. Tuesday is supposed to be the start of 2 days of peace-building discussions in Moscow, where Taliban representatives are expected to meet influential Afghan opposition leaders. Absent from that meeting will be envoys from the Kabul government. The Taliban has refused to engage in direct or indirect talks with the Ghani administration, branding them American puppets. Virginia Governor Ralph Northam's claim that he wasn't one of the people in racist photograph that appeared on his medical school yearbook page isn't silencing calls for his resignation. AP correspondent Ben Thomas.
Virginia's U.S. Senators Mark Warner and Tim Kaine, along with the dean of Virginia's congressional delegation, Congressman Bobby Scott, have joined the call for Ralph Northam to resign as governor. They issued a joint statement Saturday night after Northam held a press conference saying he was neither the person in blackface nor the person cloaked in Ku Klux Klan garb. Northam says he's convinced it's not him because he has such a vivid memory of a 1984 dance contest in which he dressed as Michael Jackson.
And I used just a little bit of shoe polish to put under my or on my cheeks.
And he added,
I didn't realize at the time that it was as offensive as I have since learned.
Warner, Kaine, and Scott say the scandal has inflicted immense pain and irrevocably broken the trust Virginians must have in their leaders. Northam says resigning would be the easy way out. I'm Ben Thomas.
Regarding Brexit, British media reports that officials have revived Cold War emergency plans to relocate the royal family should there be riots in London if Britain suffers a disruptive departure from the European Union next month. Reuters' Pascal Davies.
Last month, the Queen delivered an annual speech to a local women's group, which was widely interpreted as a call for politicians to reach an agreement over Brexit. With less than 8 weeks to the March 29 deadline, the UK government is struggling to get parliamentary support for a transition agreement with the EU. That's increasingly unsettling businesses, who've warned of widespread disruption if there are lengthy delays to EU imports due to new UK customs checks. It could mean possible shortages of food and medicine and heightened fears of potential civil unrest. Queen Elizabeth and the royal family could be evacuated from London.
Reuters' Pascal Davies. Evacuation efforts continue Monday in the Australian city of Townsville in the tropical northeast state of Queensland after authorities decided to fully open gates of a dam Sunday. Those floodgates of the city's dam were opened to prevent the Ross River from breaking its banks, flooding some suburbs. And a youthful former mayor of the capital easily won El Salvador's presidency, getting more votes than his three rivals combined to usher out the two parties that dominated politics for a quarter century in the crime-plagued century, Central American nation. The Supreme Electoral Court declared Nayib Bukele the winner. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.